Living on a remote island seems so old school nowadays. Today's reality TV shows feature people jumping hurdles on a 40-foot-long treadmill, humans acting like bugs on giant windshields. And tonight, on the premiere of NBC's The Baby Borrowers, teenage couples will care for real, live babies. The idea was a little too close to home for our own critic, Andrew Wallenstein. He became a first-time dad earlier this month.
About a week or so after my son Max came home from the hospital, my wife roused me at about 3 a.m. "Can you check on Max?" she asked, to which I replied half asleep, "Who's Max?" True story, or at least that's what my wife says. I actually don't remember it, a symptom of the sleep deprivation that comes with parenting a newborn. Adapting is tough, which is what drew me to Baby Borrowers. If I was struggling, how would people half my age fare? And how would the series recreate the harrowing conditions of child-rearing without violating state welfare laws or, you know, the Geneva Conventions? Unfortunately, the show doesn't really tap into what I find most horrifying about new parenthood, the fact that they let me leave the hospital with Max unsupervised. The people who, for God knows what reason, volunteered to hand over their children to the show are still able to monitor from afar via video surveillance and intervene when necessary. There's also a nanny on set, but off-camera at all times. Realism just isn't Baby Borrower's strong suit. The show's idea of simulating pregnancy is having its teenage contestants don fat suits. And yet even such a simple challenge is enough to drive a wedge between one couple, Kelly and Austin.
I giggled because it was comical to see my girlfriend wearing a suit that's a pregnant lady, and she took that the wrong way and got upset. Honestly, girls don't make sense to me.
Cal?
How could you laugh at me? It's not even funny.
Kelly.
Kelly.
She knew.
Kelly. It's Morgan. We could be twins.
I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. I'm not wearing that. I refuse. I refuse to wear that. I'm not wearing that. Sorry, girl.
She doesn't want to wear it.
Yes, there's plenty of crying, whining, and whimpering on this show. And sometimes you'll hear from the babies as well. If poor Kelly can't deal with a fat suit, can you imagine her attempting breastfeeding? And yet this need is far and away my wife's toughest task, and it's not even covered on the show. A show like Baby Borrower should really function as a gut check for any teenager contemplating early parenthood. But too often it just goes for silly sight gags like stinky diapers. And I do mean gag.
Ew, yeah, and it's wet. You're got it.
Oh my God. This is nasty. I changed pee diaper, not a poop one. Oh, man, there's no way I'm doing this. Now what, just open and pull it out?
Okay, now just, like, pull the front down. Now grab his, there.
Then lift.
Okay, now get the bottom, like, under his back part first.
Ugh, this is sick. The poopy diaper is just like throw up, you know? It's all gooey and nasty. I gag so much from, like, poop. And just the smell of it, the look of it, it just makes me sick.
I don't know if I'll keep watching Baby Borrowers. There's no prize at the end, for one thing. But what's more disconcerting is that in later episodes, the contestants actually graduate from infants to toddlers, then preteens, teenagers, even senior citizens. I'm sorry, but I need to get through the first month of parenthood before I face down the next 50 years.
TV critic Andrew Wallenstein is the deputy editor of The Hollywood Reporter.